Hi, this is Louisa Tanner-Munson. Just recording an on-location, on-journey, whilst I'm travelling, Astrology Boo number 26. Now, for those of you that have got the wrong side of the bed today, I thought I'd try and unravel what's going on, because, you know, I felt the same, actually. It's got the sort of feeling of Mercury retrograde, you know, where the things that you pick up, you know, go wrong, you know, there's problems with technology, there's blockages in transport, you know, it just seems there's lots of stops and starts today. And so I thought I'd have a look at the stars and just let you know what's going on. So here's what I can see. The moon is conjunct Pluto, and it's getting closer to Pluto all the time, which is creating this feeling of real drama, and a feeling of ultra sensitivity, so people are really, really sensitive to taking offence at the moment. Moreover, the moon is going to be sort of aspecting quite a few planets over the next sort of 12 hours or so, but the last planet that the moon's going to be aspecting in her time in Capricorn is Mars, and what that means is that she's actually square, or going into a square with Mars that's retrograde, which shows that a lot of people are seething and feeling a little bit awkward and resentful. So it's not stuff that people can really easily let out, but people are just generally seething and feeling a little bit over-emotional. Add into that the fact that Mercury is right slap bang in between nebulous Neptune, so it's quite dreamy with your thinking, and also Chiron, which is about harsh lessons to be learnt. And what you've got is a situation where people are not thinking things through quickly and easily. They're very, very creative with their thinking, quite muddled with their thinking, and doing things or saying things that are intentionally causing hurts to people, or unintentionally causing hurts. And it's a little bit dramatic. It will ease off by midday tomorrow, and then hopefully you'll be able to, you know, take advantage of the great aspects and characteristics of Mercury in that position, because for those of you that are creative, it's a really great time where you can really access some new sort of levels of imagination and spirit. Also, the Sun is going into a conjunction with Uranus, and by the end of next week we're going to have some very interesting developments. Anyway, that's all for now. Keep tuned and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.